We're talking about the chemical glyphosate here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is the most used herbicide in our country, and the chemicals found in Roundup are used by many Wisconsin farmers, and that's according to new survey data. But Roundup's parent company is entangled in thousands of lawsuits. Are you a farmer or a gardener who uses Roundup? What do you think about concerns over its safety? Will you continue to use it? We're at 800-642-1234. Hope Kerwin is WPR's reporter in La Crosse, and she recently wrote about the new survey data that found many Wisconsin fields are being treated with this herbicide. She's joining us from our La Crosse studios. Hope, welcome back.
Happy to be here.
Well, let's first look at safety concerns. What are people claiming about Roundup in these lawsuits, thousands of lawsuits against its parent company, Bayer?
So what people are claiming is that exposure to Roundup, which is an herbicide that uses glyphosate as its base, they're saying exposure to glyphosate has basically caused their cancer. And this is based on a report that came out in 2015 from the International Agency for Research on Cancer. That organization found that there is a probable risk for cancer caused that glyphosate could be cancer-causing in humans.
How has the company responded to the lawsuits?
So far, Bayer has continued to insist that there is no link between Roundup and cancer. They are saying that they are appealing all of the three cases that have been decided so far against them. And they point to a report that was recently released by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. And that agency found that there are no risks to public health from the currently registered use of glyphosate, the proper use of this herbicide.
So here in Wisconsin, how often are farmers using glyphosate, this active ingredient in Roundup?
So we know that glyphosate is used in 2018, was used on 42% of the corn acres that were planted in the state and used on 67% of the soybean acres that were planted in the state. This is based on a survey that was done by the state and the National Agricultural Statistics Service, which tracks agricultural chemical use in the state.
So how popular is glyphosate compared to other herbicides for weed control?
It's definitely one of the more popular herbicides that's used. Just looking at the numbers, it's the top herbicide used in soybeans, and it's second to atrazine, another herbicide in corn acres.
We're talking with Hope Kerwin. She's WPR's reporter in La Crosse. We're talking about the use of Roundup on Wisconsin farm fields and the controversial chemical ingredient glyphosate, which is the subject of lawsuits. You can join in with your questions, 800-642-1234. Are you concerned about perhaps water contamination or something else? What questions do you have about the chemicals that farmers use in their fields? You can join in, email ideas at WPR.org. Hope, what would happen to Wisconsin farms if glyphosate were taken off the market? Could there be a shift to different practices or products on fields?
Well, it would definitely affect farmers and affect that their pest management practices. They would definitely have to make an adjustment. You know, I spoke with some researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and they pointed out that, there has been new interest, not necessarily because of the court cases, but really just because we're starting to see the emergence of herbicide-resistant weeds popping up in the state of Wisconsin. And so there has been some new interest in looking at other management practices aside from chemicals to address some of these weed issues. He mentioned everything from cover crops to adjusting when farmers are planting their fields, or even just the spacing between rows in a field, as all possibilities for alternatives to look at weed suppression. But the researchers that I also spoke to pointed out that Wisconsin farmers are oftentimes using herbicides sparingly already because it's an added cost for them. It's an input that eats at their bottom line. And during a time where we continue to see low commodity prices for corn and soybeans, it's definitely not something that farmers are going to be, spending a lot on.
Do you get a sense that crops becoming immune to herbicides because of production and use of them, is that an issue for farmers?
It's definitely an issue if weeds are becoming immune to these herbicides, because then farmers are left without a lot of options for addressing those weeds, and that can really affect their yields.
Let's go to Maddie now in DePere with a question. Hi, Maddie.
Hi. Actually, I have two questions, but one is, did Bayer recently acquire the production of Roundup from Monsanto? Because I saw a documentary called Food Inc., where Monsanto actually forced many farmers into growing genetically modified seeds legally.
And Maddie, I want to pause right there with that question. And Hope, how is Monsanto in this relationship here?
Yeah, so Monsanto is the company that makes Roundup, and Bayer is their parent company. So that's their relationship.
So are Wisconsin farmers using this chemical as often as farmers in other states? How do we compare?
Yeah, so when you look at the numbers, we're seeing pretty similar percentages when it comes to looking at Wisconsin versus the 18 other states that are surveyed on their agricultural chemical use. And one of the researchers I spoke to actually said that in surveys that UW has done, that 40 to 50% of Wisconsin farmers are applying their herbicide in what he calls a one-pass program. So they're only going over their fields one time throughout a season. And he says it's in states that are farther south of Wisconsin, it's not uncommon to see multiple passes over a field with herbicide. And so it doesn't necessarily mean they're using more. It could mean that they're applying in lower percentages. So it's all very dependent on the individualized farm. That was another aspect in this, is that every farm has their own pest management program.
Hope, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Hope Kerwin is WPR's reporter in La Crosse, and she joined us from our studios in La Crosse. We've been talking about the use of glyphosate in weed control, the main ingredient in Roundup that's been sold by Monsanto since the 1970s. Coming up, what did you eat for breakfast? Is it the same thing you've been eating for eons? We'll learn why we don't branch out on breakfast foods in just a moment here on the Ideas Network.